Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Colin Woodall talking litigation against Cool with us after this.
Underwater hockey.
You like trying new things.
Electric cars.
And McDonald's is bringing you new things like never before. Like freshly grilled egg whites on an Egg White Delight McMuffin, the new limited time quarter pounder BLT, fresh veggies in the premium McWrap, or a McCafe blueberry pomegranate smoothie at participating restaurants. Now more than ever, there's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. And you could be in our ad. Visit imlovinit.com.
Our talent search won't last forever. More info and governing terms at imlovinit.com. U.S. residents, age and majority only. Void where prohibited.
What's that? That's the sound of running out of your icy cold dollar Coca-Cola from McDonald's. That's also the sound of puppies crying, of sweet violin strings breaking, of a tiny baby bunny shedding a single tear. Okay, you couldn't hear it, but it was still sad. But buck up, my friend. Any size Coca-Cola, soft drink, or sweet tea is still just a dollar at McDonald's. So there's more happiness to love. A la carte only. Prices and participation may vary.
The National Cattlemen's Beef Association, one of nine groups, entered into litigation against USDA over their implementation of a new rule regarding country of origin labeling back in May. Colin Woodall with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's D.C. office says the litigation is all about trying to halt USDA's implementation of what they consider to be a very harmful new variant of the Cool rules.
On litigation side, we are seeking a preliminary injunction that would stop further implementation of this current Cool rule. We have oral arguments set for that on August 27th, and we do expect to hear an answer sometime in early September. If we are granted that injunction, that means USDA will have to stop all implementation of this final Cool rule, and Cool will stay as it has been for the past 5 years. After that, the courts will look at the overall merits of Cool and actually talk about the constitutionality of the program as a whole.
So actually, we're talking about at two levels. And first of all, stopping what the new rule is, but then getting back to the underlying bill?
That is correct. Yeah, because ultimately we want to eliminate Cool because it provides no value for us. And that is a problem. If this was something that over the past 5 years had actually provided a return to the producer, we would not be talking about this today. Cool would be an old issue. We would have moved on. But the fact that it is not providing a return, when all the proponents of Cool have said that this was all going to be a bonus for producers, it's been nothing but a cost for producers. It needs to go away.
Whereas the proponents continue to say consumers want to know.
Well, that's the funny little part, is that I guarantee if here we are in Denver, if we went outside and talked to the consumers walking down the street and said, hey, do you want to know where your beef comes from? I would say probably 90%+ of them would say, yes, we do. But Kansas State University actually did a study that took that one step further. And they admitted that, yeah, if you ask somebody on the street, they want to know where their beef comes from. But when they actually go to the retail meat case in their grocery store and they look and they buy that package of ground beef or that steak, they forget about Cool. They worry about the price and what our product looks like. So you can go out and say that people want it, but we looked at what they're actually spending their money on, and they're not looking at Cool.
Woodall says there's a couple of paths of action the NCBA can take to try to deal with Cool. One is the litigation path. The other is trying to affect the policy, change the policy in a farm bill conference. As to which one might be the actual solution?
Without really having a hard time frame on the conference committee for the farm bill, our focus really is on the legal action. We've got some hard dates that we can utilize in trying to fight this, and right now that seems to be the most beneficial path for us. If Congress comes back after their August recess and really hits the ground running on the farm bill, then that might reopen some of our opportunities there. But right now I think the legal action probably has the best chance of helping us out.
NCBA's Colin Woodall. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Since 1893, W.B. Johnston Company has been serving farmers and ranchers. Today, Johnston Seed offers premium seeds for success, turf, forage, and native grasses, canola, grain sorghum, sunflowers, and more. Johnston Grain features 24 country elevators and knowledgeable pros to help grow your crop and market your grain. The Johnston bottom line, maximize your potential. W.B. Johnston Company, a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News Email. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.